Good to have you here. My next guest was U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration. He served 18 years in the House, representing Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, which doesn't really exist anymore. Chair and ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, which doesn't really have a chair anymore. So you've got that going for you. He is the chair of the Center for Security Policy Board of Advisors. Pete Hoekstra with me. Pete, good to have you back.
Always great to be with you. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, the House. Is that an oxymoron, the House Intelligence Committee? Just thought I'd ask.
Well, at this point, yes. I mean, what Adam Schiff, as the current chairman, has done, it's the disinformation arm of the House Democrats.
I mean, my God, you know, Adam Schiff. Let me do a version of him in high school. Oh, guys, cut it out. That's Adam Schiff. You know, he's a twit. He just is. He's not smart. He's a little twit who is lying. Oh, we've got the smoking gun. We've got the evidence. Russia. We're going to show you the evidence. We got nothing. He lied and lied and lied again. That's all he's ever done. I'd like to see him investigated by the new House when they take over in January.
I'm sure he will be. Actually, I haven't had a chance to send it to you yet, Steve, but the Gatestone Institute just published an opinion piece I wrote that talks about all of the hoaxes that Donald Trump has suffered under and Republicans have suffered under over the last 5-6 years.
You mean the new real hoaxes written by Pete Hoekstra?
No, you've seen it.
It's right here in my sweaty little hands. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
You know, news travels fast, but it's important, Pete. I mean, we're on top of it here. We have a small team, but we're very agile. What are the new real hoaxes?
Well, there's a whole series of them. The number one, we're actually just continuing, or we're calling them out for what they actually are, that they are hoaxes. Because what started was, a couple of weeks ago, the writer for the New York Times said, I'd gone after Donald Trump. I'd gone after his supporters. And I talked about the Russia hoax. And for those who didn't believe it, that he didn't call them deplorables, but basically the same thing. He says, I was wrong. The Russia thing was a hoax all the way from the beginning. And a number of these people who wrote about the Russia hoax, they actually got the Pulitzer Prize. So Donald Trump... always Donald Trump, wrote to the Pulitzer Prize Committee and said, hey, these people wrote about a hoax. You gave them an award for journalistic excellence, and you should rescind the awards.
And but they haven't, and they've known that for a long time. And it wasn't just the New York Times. The Washington Post and others also received accolades for their coverage of a story that was no story at all, that was made up of a whole cloth because they didn't source properly. They didn't get their facts straight. And then you had people like the CIA director, John Brennan, James Comey, of course, of the FBI, and then James Clapper, who I think, Brennan and Clapper are two of the most repugnant figures in American history. They all lent their credibility. So is Comey. Anyhow, they all lent their authority and their credibility to the seriousness of the Russian materials, which was all bogus, all of it.
Right. Then you go to the next hoax that I write about is, how the WHO and others praised China for its initial reporting on the COVID virus, saying, they're being transparent, they're helping the world. And all of these types of things. That wasn't true. What they were doing is they were lying through their teeth at the same time that they were allowing hundreds of thousands of Chinese to infect people around the world by letting these Chinese people leave China and travel internationally. We go on to Hunter Biden's laptop where the media, went crazy about the laptop, not in the way that you would expect, but say,
let me ask you this.
It's another Russia hoax.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because that laptop comes back to the FBI, Christopher Wray, the weaponized FBI, one of the weaponized agencies of the federal government. Should the FBI, I mean, not that it would happen, but in a perfect world, should the FBI just be disbanded and torn down to its foundation and either disbanded or rebuilt? Because the credibility of the FBI is so blown. I mean, Ryan Kelly finished fourth in the run for governor here in Michigan, but he was also arrested for a misdemeanor when the FBI raided his home because he was in Washington on January the 6th. Who gets their home raided for a misdemeanor by the FBI? Honestly.
Ryan Kelly. No, I mean, actually, I was writing on something about the FBI, and I was talking to a friend of mine. He says, well, if you want to make news, what you ought to do is, and it's probably a legitimate claim that should at least be considered and evaluated, should the FBI be scrapped and should we start over? Because it has become so politicized. I remember I confronted, in a very nice way, some of the FBI agents that worked for me in the embassy in The Hague. And, you know, all the stuff was going on with Comey, and you were reading about this. And I called them in, and I said, you know, are you not embarrassed? What's going on with your agency? This is atrocious. And, you know, they kind of just shook their heads and, Pete, we can't talk about this. This is our organization. And it's kind of like at that point in time I was starting to get a clue that this thing may be not only corrupt at the top, but it may be corrupt, or, you know, the people that I was working with, I don't think were corrupt, but they clearly didn't have a passion to
protect freedom of speech, to protect the Constitution, to protect this country and what it stands for. You know, I want to ask you something here, totally off topic, because it keeps coming to the top here, and I'm going to be talking about it here in the next segment, and that is the attack on farmers. It starts in the Netherlands, the number one meat exporter in Europe. You were the ambassador to the Netherlands. You know the Dutch farmers, great farmers, by the way. They have produced a tremendous amount of food, food grains and meat and so forth. They are the number one focus of attack in Europe, as they're going to try to shut down there and cut their meat by 40%. Then it went to Ireland. Now it's in Canada. And American farmers don't think that they're not going to come for you at some point. What the heck is going on, Pete?
It's the movement of the globalist. Actually, they've invited me to come over, and I'm going to be speaking in the Netherlands in 2 weeks from Thursday. And I'm going to, they asked me to come and talk about China. But a friend of mine who's invited me to come over and to give this speech has also written about the threat of globalism. And, you know, meat production, as far as the globalists are concerned and the environmentalists are concerned, is the carbon footprint hazard,
which is happening? Nonsense. You know. Yeah. Anyhow, I'd like to talk about that in detail next time you're here, because I want to know more about the Dutch farmers. You know them. We need to keep an eye on it. They're attacking, you know, nitrogen. They're attacking CO2. They're attacking farmers in general. You know, Sri Lanka went fully organic, and then they starved, and the country got overturned. That's what happened. Hungry people are angry people. Ask my brother. He knows. Pete, thank you very much for being here, as always, and we're going to talk about that more next time.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
As always, there you have it. Pete Hoekstra. Go check out that article, The New Hoaxes. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Had a chance to talk with Jim Leland and Alan Trammell over the weekend about Lou Whitaker, who had his number one retired Saturday. Jim Leland was Lou's first manager in the minor leagues at Lakeland, and Lou was the MVP of the Florida State League as a third baseman. Jim Leland said the talent was obvious. He said Lou Whitaker was just such a good athlete, and while he was a singles hitter then, Leland says he wasn't surprised he developed into a power hitter with his quick bat and strong wrists. I asked Tram what his first impressions were of Whitaker in the instructional league that fall, and he just smiled and said, you could tell he had game. Tram said, most of all, he's so happy to see Lou get the same honor he got 4 years ago, having his number retired. As he said, there's no number three up there without number one.